U.S. President Joe Biden is seizing $7 billion in assets belonging to the previous Afghanistan government on Friday, with the aim of splitting the funds between the victims of the 9/11 attacks and desperately needed aid for post-war Afghanistan. Biden formally seized the assets in an executive order on Friday. The money had been stuck in the New York Federal Reserve since the fall of the U.S.-backed government in Kabul and the takeover by the Taliban insurgency that fought U.S.-led forces for 20 years. A senior U.S. official said Biden will seek authority to funnel $3.5 billion of that into a humanitarian aid trust fund for Afghans, with the rest becoming potentially available to victims of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. The money will be put into a trust fund that will manage aid in a way that bypasses the Taliban authorities, whose government has not been recognized by the United States. France will deploy thousands of police in and around Paris over the weekend and set up checkpoints at toll stations on major roads leading into the capital to keep Freedom Convoy motorists out, according to the city's police force. Despite an order not to enter Paris, motorists protesting against COVID-19 restrictions are converging on the French capital from multiple cities across France, inspired by similar demonstrations taking place in Canada. The French Freedom Convoy protests, however, show signs of uniting groups against the President Emmanuel Macron just 2 months out from April's presidential election, with remnants of the 2018 and 2019 anti-government Yellow Vest movement and some far-right politicians rallying behind the motorists.